We just had a senior care crisis brewing in Kolkata. I called my mother in Kolkata from Scotland on my birthday, and the conversation went like this. My mother wished me happy birthday. I said, thank you. What's the weather like? A bit chilly and grey. All my serials have stopped. A sudden Bengali television actor strike has paralyzed the industry. This is a calamity in these parts. We have largely outsourced our senior citizen care to the soap operas our mothers and grandmothers love to hate. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Our parents and grandparents spend more time with the great sprawling families who live inside television boxes than their own children and grandchildren. The serial families always show up on time, every day, unlike the real ones. Bengali serials are a portal into a strange and surreal world. In popular myth, the Bengali man is a henpecked husband. In serials, even the most wimpy Bengali hero has at least two women fighting over him. At some point, thanks to someone losing their memory, both will be married to the same man. At another point, one woman will try to poison her rival, all for a man with a paunch who lives with his overbearing mother, has an unspecified mystery job, and never makes a cup of tea for himself. And no one tells them ever that he's really not that much of a catch. Such rubbish, says my mother. But she continues to watch them. Because as she says, for her generation, increasingly housebound, what else is there to do? Even our chief minister has noticed this. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has served notice on Bengali soaps in her quest to build a better Bengal. She told a meeting of cable television operators earlier this year that there's always one man who is unaware of his father's identity and has multiple wives. Besides, there'll be villains in the story who would create all sorts of nuisance, like mixing poison in the food and creating trouble in the family. How can one expect innocent minds not to get corrupted by watching these? The irony is most of these serials are penned by one woman, Lina Ganguly, who is also the head of the West Bengal Commission for Women. She might just be one of the most influential women here these days. She says women associate themselves with a character, seeing the heroine raising her voice against abuse gives them strength. And indeed, to be fair, the serials these days do take on divorce, children out of wedlock, adultery and second marriages. Just look at her now. But the overriding message still is the woman who suffers stoically is always the better woman. This television strike was about payments. The actors say they are not paid on time. The producers say the actors juggle mega serials, getting paid from two production houses and do not maintain call time. But perhaps this stalemate could have been an opportunity to resolve a few pressing issues. If someone has spent 174 episodes trying to get rid of her daughter-in-law, is it fair to just have her shed a few tears and be instantly forgiven in episode 175 by said saintly daughter-in-law? Is that justice by any standard? Why does the good daughter-in-law never call the police or dowry hotline or domestic violence services, while the bad one always calls those lines to press false charges? Why has no one in 2018 heard of a DNA test for parentage? When people say they want to leave the house, why do they always leave with just one suitcase? And why do serial ladies cry out of one eye? also is the main way to torture a new bride by switching salt and sugar in the kitchen. And for goodness sake, could someone tell them to just answer the doorbell when it rings instead of everyone looking at everyone else and wondering who it could be? Alas, Mamata Banerjee, the chief minister, intervened and ended the strike before any of these pressing questions were resolved. She might have just won the vote of my mother. The serials are back on air for my mother to complain about. But in the hullabaloo, my mother didn't realize that a serial that had dragged on for 2 years of twists and turns had just had its grand finale. After suffering through it for that long, she missed the very end. Is there no justice in this world? Even in a soap opera? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.